Mr. Presidente.
Mr. Vice President, I'd like to express full success in your work and High Commissioner Ecuador. Thanks, UNHCR, for organizing this meeting and presenting reports on humanitarian operations, as well as the achievements and challenges in terms of strengthening policies and practices of international protection of refugees, asylum seekers, and stateless persons. We see with great concern that 1% of the global population is displaced. We agree that forced displacement is not simply a short-term or temporary phenomenon, but that durable and that durable solutions are more and more limited. To this, we must add the COVID-19 pandemic that makes even more serious the challenges in the area of international protection related to the very serious humanitarian and socio-economic consequences for refugees and host communities. In this context, my delegation would like to reaffirm the strong commitment of Ecuador with the preservation of the highest standards in terms of international protection, especially the principle of non-refoulement as the cornerstone for protection for those who have fled their countries. The application of international refugee law has been a priority for Ecuador, a country that has provided the status of refugees to about 70,000 persons, becoming one of the biggest host countries for refugees in the region. This experience related to hosting refugees in a context of prolonged refugee situations has made it possible to have an effective response to the pandemic that helped us avoid the paralyzation of the national refugee system through the use of technological tools to continue to provide support that to persons that need protection, guaranteeing access to the process of registration in a simplified and quick manner. Till now, we have received 11,000 requests online, and we have dealt with them quickly. As part of our responses, Ecuador together has implemented the contingency plan for interviews of eligibility. Mr. High Commissioner, your report refers to the very difficult situations of refugees and migrants from Venezuela. From the 5 million of Venezuelan citizens that left their country, more than 400,000 are in Ecuador, representing the biggest national group of asylum seekers, representing 70% of the total number of requests. Between October 2019 and August 2020, Ecuador launched the regularization process that is the biggest in its history for this population. And this process was not suspended related to the pandemic, and we are extending the deadlines for Venezuelan citizens that require a humanitarian visa. As a result, 67,000 persons have been regularized, and they are part of 195,000 Venezuelan citizens that are in a regularized situation in Ecuador, facilitating their access to documentation and additional protection. The mixed character of this situation is an important challenge, and I'd like to urge HCR and the IOM to continue to support efforts of countries of the region within the framework of the Quito process. Mr. High Commissioner, during the inauguration of this session, the negative impact of COVID-19 was mentioned, especially on education, especially since it has led to the growing risk of the exclusion of refugee children from educational services. In this context, we congratulate HCR UNICEF for their joint initiative Blueprint for Joint Action that promotes and protects the rights of refugee children in their communities, and it is being implemented in 11 countries, including Ecuador. It's important to stress that Ecuador has legislation that guarantees to all children the right to be educated in public schools, regardless of a nationality or migratory situation. And thanks to this policy, during the school period 2020-21, we've registered 69,000 Venezuelan children enrolled in schools. We're sure that this initiative will support national efforts to guarantee that those that are most vulnerable receive education. Mr. High Commissioner, Ecuador is fully committed to the implementation of a global compact on refugees that is reflected in the progress achieved in the implementation of different commitments aimed at strengthening the national refugee system. In this respect, the unprecedented crisis that we're seeing today requires a regime for international cooperation that is more secure and predictable to support host countries. In the same way, It is necessary to identify the best possible ways to put into practice principles of solidarity and the equitable distribution of the burden and shared responsibility. Finally, I'd like to highlight and recognize the support of ACNUR provided to Ecuador to deal with the effects of the pandemic on refugees and to provide support to host communities. Thank you.